All right. As far as the injuries go, Mike DeVito will not practice today, concussion. Ben Grubbs has a stiff neck that he's having evaluated. He will not practice today. Tamba, has continued to have a little bit of knee swelling, so we try to back him down today, so we're going to do that. Ramiq Wilson with the high ankle sprain, I mean, that's kind of the area we're concentrating. He had the knee and the ankle. The knee's doing pretty good. The high ankle we're still working on. So those four guys won't practice today, and then we'll just – they're all day today. We'll just see how things work there. We look forward to the opportunity to play in Detroit and the opportunity of going to London to do so. So we're going to stay here. We're going to prep up through tomorrow, and then we'll leave from there. We'll have a normal Wednesday practice today, normal Thursday tomorrow. We'll do our Friday practice over in London along with our walkthrough on Saturday. Time's yours.
What about Macklin? Are you expecting a full load? What's his status?
Yeah, Macklin is back. He'll full practice today. He says he feels good. Right now, no symptoms, so he's doing well.
I've seen some of the younger guys out there contribute in the last game. Does it seem like that's kind of energized, that young group of guys you've got on this team?
Yeah, they've done good. You know, you hope for progress as you go during the season. There are going to be some hiccups. We understand that. We're playing probably more young guys than anybody in the National Football League right now. So it's but they're making progress in the right direction. And as long as they keep that up, as long as we keep taking the steps forward, we're going to be okay. You got to keep that moving forward. And they're in the right frame of mind. They do have a ton of energy, which is great.
It looked like you had a group of five that really performed pretty well on Sunday. Does this neck thing threaten to maybe shuffle things up again? With Grubbs.
Just gonna take it day by day. We'll see. See how he does. If it does, I mean, we've got guys that I feel comfortable playing. But we'll just see how it all rolls here.
Andy, can you talk a little about the combination of those five guys? Do you look at this guy's a better blocker than this guy? These two guys work better side by side. How do you find that combination?
Yeah, well, I mean, you try to do that. I wanted to make sure that we had the guys in there that, first of all, it was good to get Jeff back. So he added into the equation. He'd been working at tight end. And we were just seeing if he could push off, you know, get that full that full push off that you need to go not just five plays a game, but 60, 70 plays a game. So, and we felt like he got to that point. Now, with that, he brings a certain attitude in there, along with the other guys. I mentioned before that Larry's not lacking in toughness. I mean, he's about as tough as you're going to get in there, and he brings a certain attitude. And so I was looking for that. That's what I was looking for. And we need to get better. There's some young guys in there, so we need to keep getting better and building on that. But you need to bring a certain attitude at that position, and you got to do it. It's not 1 week; you got to do it every week, and then every day in practice that you have an opportunity to go against each other, you got to bring it there. So, and we're learning as we go here.
With Charcander, do you try to personally with him get that message to him too? I mean, he was one of the great stories last Sunday, but. If he doesn't follow up, it's just...
That's right. Yeah, this business, they're reminded of this often, but this business isn't necessarily about what you did yesterday. It's about what can you do today. And so he's going to work on that today. Body feels maybe a little different than it did previous weeks because of the carry. Well, what are you going to do? How are you going to handle that? And then tomorrow, that's your first Thursday after a full start. What are you going to do then? And then eventually you get to Sunday and how you're going to handle that, and then you start all over again.
His fourth quarter performance, I mean, you talk about needing what you guys needed, chew up time, get yards, and so forth, man. 53 yards in the fourth quarter. That had to be a bit maybe unexpected.
Yeah, well, I think in-house we kind of know and feel what he is, and we felt that way since he's been here. Andy Heck does a great job with the run game. And putting guys in position where they can make some plays, and then the offensive line kind of took that challenge upon themselves along with Charcandrick. I thought he I thought he handled it well. Again, are there things we can get better at up there? Absolutely. I mean, we've got plenty of room to continue to grow at both positions, the O-line and the running back spot. But, yeah, that was a good thing. The attitude was right there. And you have to be able to do that. To finish a game, you have to be able to do that.
How good Sean Smith played since he came back, and how valuable has that been for you?
Yeah, I think every week he's getting more comfortable. This is kind of his training camp as we've gone the first couple of weeks with it, and then I think you'll see him just keep getting better and better, and kind of getting his body back underneath him and legs and all that go with it. So.
Well, you saw Vince ran down with Le'Veon Bell there in the third quarter. I mean, one, I mean, how great was that to see him make a play like that? And two, I mean, how much flack does he take from being the old guy in that room?
Yeah, he is one of the older guys, but I thought that was one of the bigger plays. It probably gets overlooked in the game. I mean, he scores there and potentially a different game. So for him to jog him down there, that was pretty good, I thought. He's a pretty good player, the one he jogged down to.
Andy, you coach a uniquely American sport. The others have grown a little faster, baseball, basketball, internationally. Is it good for the game? I mean, football's on top the way it is. Do you like the idea of growing it globally or not?
Yeah, I think I do. We saw where the World League, they all ended up in Germany. But I think the fans over there they seem to be open to it. We've had people come over here and kind of follow us from over there, and they're enthusiastic. And then we look forward to going over there, see what it's all about. I mean, I can't answer you. I don't know exactly what it's all about, but they're showing up. They seem to enjoy it. It's not new. I mean, the teams have been going over here now a few years, so it's I would imagine there's potential to grow. I probably have to ask the league office that. I don't know that, but it seems that way.
You know?
Yeah, well, I think the primary one is just that travel. It's a 9-hour flight, so you try to make the players as comfortable as you possibly can and get rest. We're flying at night. We're leaving in the evening, and we're flying all night. So it's important that they get rest on the flight the best way they can, particularly the big guys. Planes can be a little tight, even big seats are a little tight. So you just got to get rest. And then Friday is a work day. So once we get over there, and then you have the time change. So I'd probably tell you those two things would be the primary things.
Last couple will go Herbie, TJ, then
PJ. Coach, on the same vein about the rest, the Jets consulted with a sleep specialist. The Lions consulted with a sleep specialist. Have the Chiefs done the same thing, or you're comfortable with the guy?
Yeah, actually, Rick had talked to some people about it, so he was heading that part up. Did a little homework on that, and I think we're going to be okay there. You know, I think we'll be okay. You know, it's important that we handle that the right way. Absolutely. So.
Chris Conley, I mean, he made a big jump. I mean, he had a really big game. Is that something that you noticed the week of, the past week, that he was really dialed in, or has this been sort of appreciable growth throughout the season?
You know, you saw it when in Minnesota when he was taken out and then he had to come back in. The way he handled that, I thought, was mature for a young guy. Very easily he put it aside and you pout and do that. That's not where he went. He figured it out. He had to move a position to position over because of Jeremy. So without a lot of reps there, he moved over and handled that and made a big catch, you know, in the process there. So then he came back this week, and he did have a few reps at that position because Jeremy, the early part of the week, Jeremy was out. So he handled himself well during practice. I think when you're around him, you get the feeling like he's a perfectionist. He wants to make it right. He seems to be kind of wired that way. So takes it seriously, and I think that showed up.
With the recent
Yeah, well, you look a little bit of his background. I mean, he's kind of from that Denver system, so he was with Adam for a bit. So you have that in the back of your mind there. And then the things that they kind of – the other group was from the New Orleans system. This one's more the Indy and what's going on at Denver now, you know, or was going on at Denver prior to. So you keep that in mind, and you make sure you kind of have both bases covered, and then you go play. That's the most important thing, that you go play the game. Yeah, well, not only did he go to the greatest university in the country, but he's a good football player. He's a good kid too. He's a good football player. Great story, and you're watching him mature as we go here. He's caught our eye. I think he's probably caught everybody's eye in the National Football League. He's putting together a pretty good year, so we'll know where he is. He's not the only one they have, so you got to make sure you got them all covered, but. He's playing at a very high level right now.